I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 535. Get over it. Not everybody's going to like you. 5-year-old Brian was impressed by the story of Simeon, a Syrian hermit who lived in the 5th century. This man was admired as a saint because he lived for more than 35 years on a platform high atop a pillar. Determined to follow Simeon's example, Brian put the kitchen stool on the table and started his perilous climb. When his mother heard some strange sounds in the kitchen, she came and shouted, "Brian, get down before you break your neck." As the youngster humbly obeyed, he muttered, "You can't even become a saint in your own house." Well, Jesus found that to be true. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments to love God and to love others, even when we're not loved back. In Mark chapter 6, Jesus went back to Nazareth, his hometown, and he didn't get the hero's welcome he deserved. In fact, earlier in chapter 3 of Mark, Jesus' family came to get him in Capernaum, about 20 miles away, because they thought he was crazy. Home sweet home is not always so sweet. Here's the take home for us today. We need to get over it, because not everyone's going to like us. I still have my old high school and junior high school yearbooks, and occasionally I'll look back at the things my classmates said about me, the things they, you know, wrote in the back. Here are some examples from my yearbook. Bill M., to a real friend and preacher. Brian Horn, to a cool reverend in the 8th grade. Here are some compliments that came to me with a bit of a jab. David G., to a real weird dude and Jesus freak. Keep cool and keep preaching. Remember, Jesus saves. Gary wrote to me, to a cool guy that gives a sermon every day. And Julie said, to a real crazy person that keeps me off the stuff. Stay cool. Now here are some not so good ones. A teacher, Mrs. Keller, said, to my blabbermouth in 3rd hour. And Neil said, if you don't quit preaching, I'm going to kick your beep. Okay, here's a couple more creative ones. Kevin Freddy wrote, roses are red, violets are blue. Then where in the world do they come up with you? One more from Ken. He wrote in the back of my yearbook, to a smart guy who was so smart that if they made your brain into gas, you couldn't drive a kiddie car halfway around a SpaghettiO. Okay, cute. Even in junior high, I had my fans and critics. And so do you. And so did Jesus. So we need to get over it, because not everyone's going to like you. Jesus just stilled the storm. He cast out demons. He healed a woman of an incurable disease. He raised a little girl from death. And yet some folks were yawning, not impressed, in his hometown. Phillips Brooks wrote, familiarity breeds contempt only with contemptible things or among contemptible people. I think about the tourist who raced through the art gallery from painting to painting, hardly looking at any of the famous masterpieces. I didn't see anything special here, he said to the guard as he was leaving. The guard replied, sir, it's not the paintings that are on trial here, it's the visitors. And so it was with Jesus. In verse 3 of Mark 6, it says, isn't this the carpenter? Isn't Mary, his mother, and his brothers, James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, aren't his sisters here with us? And then it says, and they took offense at him. Here's the great question. Whose acceptance are you craving? I mean, really. And how can you be at peace without it when you have the acceptance of God? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Lisa Turquist. Lord, I picture myself carrying the old torn out boards that inadequately prop me up and placing them in a pile. This pile contains other things I can remove from me now that my new intimacy is based in my identity in you. I lay down my need to understand why things happen the way they do. I lay down my fears about others walking away and taking their love with them. I lay down my desire to prove my worth. I lay down my resistance to fully trust your thoughts, your ways, your plans, Lord. I lay down being so self-consumed in an attempt to protect myself. I lay down my anger, unforgiveness, and stubborn ways that beg to build walls when I sense hints of rejection. I lay down these things with my broken boards, and I ask that your holy fire consume them until they become weightless ashes. And as I walk away, my soul feels safe, held, and truly free to finally be me. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 536. And in the meantime, if the perfect Son of God was not liked by everyone, isn't it time to give up the fantasy that we will? Keith Green sang, "Isn't that Jesus? Isn't it Joseph and Mary's son? Well, didn't he grow up right here? He played with our children. What? He must be kidding. Thinks he's a prophet? But prophets don't grow up from little boys, do they? From little boys, do they?" Look, folks, God doesn't just like you. He loves you. And so we need to get over it when others don't.